Okay, full form of Tesson Bays, starting with the Gemara. Amr Ziri, Noisan Adam Yayan Solo, Umayan Solulim, Mesecha Mishmeres Beshavas. Benachesh, a person could put clear wine and clear water through the Mishmeres and Shabbos, since it's usable as is, which aren't really doing anything. It's not an act of burr. That's what we spoke about, the idea of the water going through the filter, etc. So that's not considered burr because you're not really changing it. If it's cloudy water, cloudy wine, so you can't do that because then you're doing something significant. Morris says, Mesve, I have a question on this. Bryce, which says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Tered Adam Chavish Yayin. Person could mix up a barrel of wine, stir up a barrel of wine, Yeno Ushmorel, with the wine together with the sediment, and Menosin the Secha Mishmeres, Bishabbos and Echeshes. You could put that through the Mishmeres and Shabbos without a problem. So apparently, even if it's cloudy, not just if it's clear, it's still mutter. So Tirgum Aziri, the Benagitus Shano. That rice is talking about the time right when they're still doing the process of the Gittas, and all the wine, none of the wine is settled out. So anybody who's drinking wine then drinks it cloudy. They don't mind that there's this certain amount of items floating in it, because that's what it means to drink wine at the time of year. Therefore, it's not considered a significant tikkun, taking anything out, because you could drink it as is. So even though there's something in there and you're filtering it out, since you really don't care, it's not significant to you, it's not considered an act of burger. So the Rashi, Tarid, is Ma'arav, is mixed up.
So even though it's maybe drinkable as is, but this is still improving, say, quality, it's still okay.
Right. I mean, if this act of improving it is not something which is significant to people, you know, people don't mind drinking it the other way. People would actually mind it might become problematic. All wine at the time is cloudy. And you drink it with the natural thing to do was, the average thing to do was to drink it with the sediment. It's not a tikkun because you can use it as is. So the Gemara, Omasanas Yain Besudorin. So Mishnah said you're allowed to be misan on the wine through a suder. So that's when we point out that because the suder was motzeb a because it was a shinoi. It wasn't the normal way to do it. It was with a mishmeres, not with a suder. And the second half of the. But that alone wasn't enough to be matur. Then we figured out there was discussion with Hashanah why, what's the heter. But comes along with Simon Barachia, Mavachal Yasa Guma. But this heter of using a suder has to be flat across. But if you're going to make an indentation that it's, you know, to hold the wine as it goes through, that's also. Rashi says two explanations why there might be a problem. One is he's doing an Ubdur Chol, looks like he's doing an Ubdur Chol. He has to do it in a different way than he does it during the weekdays. Or there is a concern over here of Skito. So it means apparently the normal, even if we use the Suda, the normal way would be to make this Guma. So therefore you can't do it as you're doing during the weekdays. Or there has to be some type of reminder not to come to Skito. Ukviva mitzoris, Amar Rav Chia Barashi, Amar Rav, Mavash Leagia Mikarkiyos Hashav Kli Tefach. So you put in this basket in, made out of lulav leaves. So obviously it hangs down inside. It wasn't flat. It was a basket. So it's going to sit inside the top of the kli, and go down inside the kli. So this hat over here, it should not be it's only mutter if it's not the height of a tefach off of the bottom of the kli that you're going into. So, otherwise, it's an oil. Amar Rav, hi frumka. Frumka was the type you take a, you cover over a bare open barrel of wine, and you want to cover it. And you would take a piece of cloth, a garment, and put it across the top of the barrel. So a palgi the kuba shori, a kule kuba is aser. To put it across the whole barrel is aser. Because of well, because of why, what the because of Rashi is because of it is an oil. It doesn't go across the whole thing. They didn't ask it. In that din, there's a tosis in Beya, which has problems with this halacha. In the suba there, when you would make the oil, you do a difference whether you make it mimata lamala, lamala lamata, in case of the eggs, etc. Tosis has problems with Rashi Pshat, but he does say that this would only be if there's a gap between the wine and the top of the barrel of a tefach. So then there's a space of a tefach that you're making an oil over. Otherwise, it would mix in an oil. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. Lo nehadig inish sinaisa bepume de kuzni de chavisa mishum de mechzi kimishmeres. A person should not put you want to take the cover of your jug and put the straw there to pour the wine out through the straw to catch any sediment or something of that sort. So you can't do that. You can't make some type of a crisscross across the top of the jug, because it looks like a mishmeres. You're basically making a mishmeres. Rashi's lashon is using Rashi says Rashi. The more lashon is it looks like a mishmeres. It's like a mishmeres. It's perceived as Rashi says it is. You're restraining. Your mom is restraining. No problem. And Rashi doesn't. It's not much of the language of the Gemara as we have it. The Beira Papa. Shafu shichra mimana lamana. They would pour beer from one container to the other, and they would do it very gently, so the sediment is sitting on the bottom of container number one, and you pour it off. If you pour it strongly, so the sediments are going to come out. If you pour it off softly, so you'll just get the clear beer on top and leave the sediments behind. So they would do that, leaving the sediments on the bottom. So what's the chiddush over here? When you're pouring off the wine on top, we don't consider it burr. You're not being burr the wine on top from the beer on top from the sediments by pouring it off. So it's alcohol from soilus, but it's with a kli. Well, you're not really doing burr, because we basically, if you do it gently, you don't have any of the bottom stuff mixed in, so you're pouring off the clear stuff on top. So that's not a burr. You're not touching the mixture. You're being careful to stay away from the area of the mixture is the bottom layer, and there's all the stuff on top, which is not an area of teruvus. It's separate. It's clearly separate. So I'm just taking off the stuff on top, which is clearly separate. That's okay. So Mora says no. Because the problem is, as it gets closer down to the bottom, so you're going to be pulling out some of the beer from the area which is with the sediment. So the sediment's a little bit heavier, they're going to stay behind, and you're going to pull out the beer by pouring. So that's your problem of barer. Some more answers that Nitzotz is the Beira Papa Lo Chashivi. He was that part of the beer, the part of the beer, the little droplets that you're going to get out at the bottom. You can like squeeze out the last ones. for them that wasn't that was not significant, and they wouldn't save them, and they wouldn't try and pour them out. Zok Rashi, Shliyas Aguma, second line in Rashi after the Gemara. Shliyas Aguma says Rashi min a sudur. You shouldn't make this indentation in the sudur. B'fiach kli. Because that's the way you do it in the weekdays. Inami also the skita, or because it'll come to a situation of skita. Shiagbiya hakfifa mikarkis hakli hatachta tefach to me the soil. It should not be a tefach of the bottom, above the bottom of the kli that it's resting in. Otherwise, it's considered an oil. Purimka is begged sheshetchan al gigas yain l'kseisa. So they cover the barrel of wine with this garment. So he said, "Apalga the kubashari, the love oil of havi, putting it halfway across is okay. All the way across is a problem of an oil." On the halak inish sinaisa bepume the kuzni the chavisa klicheris cotton shemarin b'yayin michavis. So it was this pitcher or this jug you would use to pick up the wine out of the barrel and then pour it out. So yitin befiv, you can't put across the mouth of this jug, kasha nuksamim, straw and splinters of wood, bechazaka tightly. Fish and the chamas and endus gedolim izu. That's a strainer. You made a strainer. That's going to be a problem. Shafu shechro. Kolhecha de toni lashon shapui is benachas. So the word shapui means it's done gently. So b'selus nisher b'shule akli. You will leave. Therefore, you will leave the b'selus behind. Weaken it such as tanas and yishefes b'chrena mitecha b'selus. The little droplets which are being flowing out from where the sediment is. Shkaran b'raish. Vani mukhan de barahu. That's clearly barah. He used to make this beer. So he didn't, need that last little bit. Even on the weekdays, when we get to that level where it was, he would ignore them, just throw them out. But the first part of so the only issue is the what you're doing on the higher part of the liquid, and that's not barer. It's not, they're not connected. So the more menushin beila b'misenenis, Tony Yaakov Karcha fishay doisad oitzah el the gabon. Okay, so you're only doing it for. So we said you're allowed to put this beya in the misenenis. Rashi had two understanding of what was the function of it. One was you let the yolk, which is more liquidy of the two, would flow through the cloth down with the mustard seed and give it color. So it would flow out with and leave the yolk behind, the white behind. And or alternatively, that it wasn't with sifting out the mustard seed together, but rather it was just using it as a way to get the yolk and not the white go into your food, whatever it is. So we said that that's mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because it's not oichel amsalis; it's only done for the purpose of coloring. So Rashi, if he should know something legaben, the mara shachamun yofer legaben lechalben, the yolk adds to the color, but not the white. It's not called if the whole thing is really not really significant. The whole thing is just a difference of making it look brighter, etc. Whatever it is, that's not called oichel b'pseilus. Okay. Itmar. Okay, now that is the direct Mishnah behind. The Morzon is discussed and mentioned scardles and discussed the malachas about scardles. Kardol Shaloshum Erev Shabbos. So the simplest understanding over here is the person took this mustard and he mixed it up with some liquid, ready, some vinegar, whatever you make mustard with, before Shabbos. So the Macher, so now on Shabbos, Amarav Memacha B'Kliya V'Lo B'Yat. So he wants to stir it around, so he can do it by, Rashi says that they would do it either with water or with wine, they were, you know, the liquid they were doing. You could do that, which means that you do it not by stirring it around with your hand, but just sort of like shaking the kli around. The malchalosh of dissolving it, you're going to act to dissolve it in the kli of alavia. So this is what Rav said. So Shmuel said back that I don't see that considered a good shinui. So they're saying biyad is problematic. It says biyad, alta koyema memachale biyad. To do it by hand, you stick your hand in and stir it, usually. Machal chamorim, that's what you do for the food you give to the chamor. Elam reshmol, that the normal way to do it was with a kli. So over here, elam reshmol, the shinui is doing it by hand, venam machal bekli. So Rav says Kli is Mutter, Yad is Aser. Shmuel says Yad is Mutter, Kli is Aser. Itmar Rav Eliezer Amar Echadzeh Echadzeh is Aser. He holds both are Aser. Rav Yechon Amar Echadzeh Echadzeh is Mutter. And Rav Yechon says all both, whether you do it by Yad or by Kli, either one is Mutter. Okay, and by Baruba Damit, by Ein Alocha Kerub Yechonon, the Alocha Nachum Kerub Yechonon, the both of them. The Mor says, "Come, Rabbi Yechonon, Bishit Seid Rabbi Eliezer. Come, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Bishit Seid the Shmuel." So they shifted positions. So Rabbi Yechonon moved from saying everything is mutter to saying everything is aser. Rabbi Eliezer, who said originally everything is aser, moved into Shmuel that Biyad is mutter, but Kli is aser. Abai Rabbi Dami Tavai, it's a halacha Kerub Yechonon that both are now aser. So, he made the Abaya of the lay v'loy ochel. So Abaya is his stepmother. She raised him, his foster mother. So she made this for him. With whatever, you know, the kli, yeah, whatever she did, she made this mixture of the kardol on Shabbos, relying on the fact that it had started before Shabbos. Baya refused to eat it. The Ramban brings a raya. Remember, where do we have that? There's a chalukas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether the person does a malach on Shabbos b'shergeg, believing that it's permitted, which obviously she thought it was permitted, is it also to have benefit? With the answer of Meisr Shabbos, you can't have benefit from a malach which is done on Shabbos by a Jew. Is there an answer of Meisr Shabbos and a person did it b'shergeg? Sir Meir says no. If Yehuda says yes, the Mor is saying, you see over here, at least at Abaya, went like Rabbi Yehuda, that he always a problem. She did a b'sherik, so he should say, okay, but he had it's mutter to eat. And Baya said, no, I'm not going to eat it. Because he held it was, what she did was awesome. She's like a Yehuda. The Baya said, there's the Iri Abdullah, the Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was a guest in Ziri's house. And Ziri's wife made this for her guest, the guest. He didn't eat it. So she said to him, "L'rabcha avida leva ochel. I make it baziri, which is he was the rabbi, and he eats it. Well, where are you coming from? So you don't eat it. So came over the musr. The word didn't say at the end that he ate it. The word said that she gave musr. I'm sorry." On the bias part, could be wanting to make a statement to make it clear to her that he held it was osir, so the best way to make it clear was by not eating it. It's possible.
It's an interesting question about the female shuras that didn't in a situation like this, right? I mean, she's making something, right? And it's insulting. It's is that a time where you should be looking at shuras that didn't?
I don't know. If you hold your limb, which is a potentially problematic issue, you need to make a statement. So you apologize.
No, I certainly understand that right. If someone says, "Look, I think this is awesome," but if he's saying, "Look, I know it's really more to, but I want to go with the issue at the end." Now I'd diminish the comfort with that.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the relationship. Omer Rava Bar Shua, Havakima Kameh the Ravina. I stood in front of Ravina. I saw what they did. He stirred it up with a shinoi by using, he would take a piece of garlic to use as a spoon, a little piece of garlic, and he would use that to stir it around. So all these opinions, the halacha is not like them. The halacha is like the father. Now, he says all of these, doesn't really mean all of these, because obviously, either both hasr, both mutter, one hasr this way, one hasr mutter, there's not a fifth option, right? So all of these are wrong, right? We have a memra which says if you have a case of you can do it b'yad and b'kli, either one is permitted. You can add in honey, but when you mix it, you shouldn't stir it strongly. You should mix it gently. So that's not considered. So a case where you've already put liquid in from before Shabbos. So the lisha process is, by definition, there's two parts of the lisha process. Remember we had in the first parak, which is the act of putting the salad and the liquid together in the kli, the mayim and the kamach over there. That's the, and then the second stage is then stirring it around. And we had a machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe. If the melacha of Lisha starts when they pour the two ingredients together put the two ingredients together in the kli, or only starts when you actually start to stir it? Is the melacha of Lisha is the act of kneading the two things together, or is it just putting the two together in the kli? So over here you've added the liquor from before Shabbos. So even if you hold like that adding the liquid is problematic, well, you basically added the liquid from beforehand. Now you want to dissolve it around. So you're doing that with a shinui. You're doing that with a shinui of, he's saying, before we're discussing what the shinui is, yad versus kli, is that whatever the shinui is, and now we're saying that we're going to be matter it, by the fact you're doing the shinui, you're not doing it strongly, which is the derech to do it, you're doing it in a way which is more gentle, just being ma'arvet around with the kli. So that is how Marzucha paskin the halacha l'maisa, and that's actually paskin the halacha l'maisa. Now, it's not so simple exactly what this means. If your Megadim learns that the lush in Erev Shabbos means it was lush in its own liquid, and you actually are adding liquid on Shabbos. Some say that would be prohibited. So the actual application of the halacha l'maisa is a machlokes. Shechalayim sheshchaka me'erev Shabbos. So shakalayim is watercress, usually cress, watercress, which they ground it up before Shabbos. The bachanus in the sechon shemen, the bchemis and mamsha the sechon amita will yitav elamar. So you could add in these other liquids. You can add in these liquids on Shabbos, oil or vinegar. You could add in amita. The more amita is mint, but you can't stir it around. You have to just like be maharvich, shake it gently. So here you have it, you're adding the liquid on Shabbos. Problem is, if you learn the malacha starts when you, but at the moment you add the liquid, there was no shinui in adding the liquid. The shinui was only in how you stirred it. So that's why the Bala Tshuma, who passed that the lisha starts the moment you add the two, the liquid and the salad together, he learned that's what the more specifically stressed, it was Me'erev Shabbos. So the Bryce is continuing Karva Shalosha Me'erev Shabbos. And so here, well, you just ground him before Shabbos. So he says it has to mean that you added liquid before Shabbos also, even though the Bryce doesn't mention it. That it's, he says you have to explain the Bryce in that way. Shum Shariska Me'erev Shabbos. Same thing in the case of garlic, which has been chopped up before Shabbos. The Mokhan Nesh and the Sechai. Pool ugrisin, you could add in these beans together with it. Malisha kelim arev, you have to stir it. You can't rum. It's a gears on the Gemara loyishav again. So this over here isn't shchika, which is pulverizing, which is again the malacha of toichin, but it's talking about how to stir it. Something which dissolves, in other words, I want to add a solid into a liquid, and the result is I'll get cocoa. I'm adding a solid into a liquid, but I'm taking instant tea and making tea. And when I end up with a liquid, with something which is definitely a liquid that's not lisha, I have to end up with a semi solid to get lisha. So if it ends up being totally pourable, etc., you know, from one to the other, it's not a problem with lisha. Mamshech is amita. The second you can add in the amita. More says my amita. What is amita? Is ninya, which is mint. Amar baya shamanah hay ninya is mali with tachli. Apparently, ninya is good to have it together with tachli. I'm not sure exactly what the baya's point is. I mean, he's saying, it's a good recipe. I don't know, like it'll. I like Shremadov means they had an argument about it, you know, by the breakfast table. Is it good? Now I know it's good. I mean, like there's something more there. I'm not sure what he wants to tell. Zak Rashi. Mimachi is dish fidir belaz b'mayim v'yayin. You're dissolving it in the water or this wine. You do better by stirring it with your hand than with the kli. So Shmuel says, no way. Maybe you get a better job, you stir it by hand, but nobody does it like that. That's weird. So that's considered a shina. Rebbechim changed his mind and said both cases are usher. So she said, "The rab called the ziri. I did it, and he ate it." She was in the tumah and besoyah shol shum. Took the middle of the garlic. Maybe the things looked a little different than ours. It was like a nice curved item. It looked like a spoon a little bit, and used it to stir it around. derech tshifa shemaka b'karech, you can't stir it up, which they would do. They would do like they would whisk it up. You're whisking up eggs. That's the normal way of doing it. You can't do that. Shakalayim is creation. By yeshef and lesom hamayim, they would grind it up into water. Mam shefu. Nice, and you can put in amita, which is minta balaz. Malatachli la'arim shakalayim. It goes well mixed with shakalayim. So the more of a voice in Numlim B'Shabbos, the last of the missions that we talked about was so the more says you can make a Numlim B'Shabbos. Turn about an Oisin a Numlim B'Shabbos and Oisin Aluntis. You can make a Numlim and you can't make a Aluntis. A Numlim was a mixture of a sweetened type of wine. It's like a med, so it, you end up with a liquid, so it's not a problem. Even though you're adding some spices into it, etc., you end up with a liquid, it's not a problem. But a luntis, you can't make a luntis. The problem here is a refuah issue. They only drank it for refuah purposes. So now they even make it, it looks like you're doing it for refuah. Vezehi anumlin, vezehi anumlin. What is anumlin? What is anumlin? Anumlin is yayin with dvash, papalin. It's wine with honey and some type of spice. Pilpil is another pepper. Anumlin is yayin yoshin, umayin flulin. Old wine, clear water, farsim wine, and type of an oil. Dov the bay mesusa, the maker. It's used in the bathhouses. The maker to cool the person off. It generates a cooling process in the person. It went with Mar Ukwa to the bathhouse. When it came out, they gave me to drink one cup of this wine, which means it means this aluntis. I felt it from the roots of my hairs down to the toenail of my toe. I felt this cool feeling going through. He's the one saying it as a mila. We ashken kasachrina have a mistafino the manachalim is chusi the amud the osi. Had a drink in the second one, they would have to make a nace to save my life, and they take away from my merits in the world to come. So that's it's definitely impacts you. He drank it every day. Once you get used to it, doesn't impact you like that. Okay, so Dr. Rashi. Who? I mean, he was saying even the first one, Pashat, it hit him with like a whammy. But the second one was what he was scared of. Don't drink it because you're thirsty. It's the cool off. It's like something like refuah. I felt the cold from the hair to the toes. I wouldn't die from it. I would use up my merits in Olam Haba. He didn't bother him every day. He was wrong, he was used to it already, so it didn't impact him.